Thank you for
Hello.
calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
Yeah, 41770.
Thank you. And let me get that pulled up here.
Excuse me?
I was saying let me get that pulled up here. Bear with me one moment. One quick moment. And let me see. And could I have your first and last name, please?
My first name is Robert. Last name is Epton, E-P-T-O-N.
Thank you. Just to make sure, I'm looking at the correct information. Could you verify your mailing address?
Yeah, 1359 Grand Avenue, Newport, Kentucky. Apartment 104.
Thank you. So I do see here, looks like this was on April 13th. You paid the shipping. It was for $7.95, and that was for the Wi-Fi booster.
Yeah, but some reason, some reason you took out $76.32.
Right, yes, sir, and we're getting there. So the $7.95, that was strictly the shipping for the Wi-Fi booster, but it was a welcoming gift for signing up for the service and receiving the $125 gift card, which started the membership fee of $67.32.
No, I didn't sign up for any of that.
So basically, in the terms and conditions,
Wait a minute. I filled out a survey for Kroger's, and in the survey, I had a choice to pick out what I wanted, and I did. I picked out the Wi-Fi thing, and I agreed to pay for the shipping and handling, which was $7 and some odd cents, not $67 and 30 some odd cents. Okay? Now, we got a choice. I want that put back into my account.
Okay. So basically, with you agreeing to those terms and conditions, because it did state there about the $63.32 charge in the terms, with
it
you agreeing to the terms.
It did not state that in the code.
With you agreeing to the terms, it is a valid charge. But what I can do
no,
for
it's
you
not
as
a
courtesy,
fucking valid charge. I want that $67.32 put back in the thing, or I go to Kroger's and I go to whatever else I got to go to get that $67 back. I was not agreed to. It was agreed to pay the shipping and handling. That's all it was agreed to.
So what I can do for you as a courtesy is a 35% refund.
No, I want 100% refund as a courtesy.
Okay. And so the most that I can do for you, because it is a valid charge with you agreeing to the terms, is a 50% refund.
No, I want 100%.
The
I
most
that
I can
I want
do is
that
50.
Full charge put back because it was for free except for shipping and handling.
That is correct, and that is all you were
charged.
Okay,
and that's all
the
I
membership
paid for.
Fee. The membership
there was no
fee.
Membership fee.
Okay. So the most that I can do is 50%?
No. I want it all back. I want that membership fee sent back to my account. This was all done through Kroger's. Now, if I have to, I will go to Kroger's myself. And I will scream and bitch at them to make sure I get that money back. Now, Kroger's, that's who sponsored this.
Okay. So, yes, sir. The most that I can do is 50%, unfortunately.
No. I want 100% back.
And so I definitely do understand.
Okay,
I do
you
apologize
don't
for any misunderstanding or inconvenience. But okay. Yes, sir, the most that I can do is 50%.
No, it's 100%. That is the most you can get back. Now, like I said, if I have to, I will go to Kroger's because they're the one who sponsored this website, and I will talk to them about it. It's up to you. All I want is the money back. And if I have to, I will send this Wi-Fi thing back to you.
Well, we do not have a return on it once you receive
okay.
it. Yes, sir. And again, I do sincerely apologize for any misunderstandings.
Okay, you can apologize all you want, young lady. I just want that money back.
Well, the most that I can do is 50%.
No, the most you can do is 100%. Do you have a supervisor there?
Yes, sir, but we do go by the same protocol here, and they
will
advise
then
the same.
Let me talk to that supervisor and see if I can change his protocol. Like I said, I will go to Kroger's because they're the ones who sponsored this. And I don't know if you guys want to lose them as a sponsor or not. But whatever, I will go to Kroger's.
Okay, so I am more than capable of handling this for you.
No, you're not, because you're not giving me back my money.
It's because it is a valid charge, and the most that I can do is 50%.
No, it's not a valid charge. I did not approve that charge. I approved to pay the shipping and handling, and that was it, and accept the free gift. That was what I approved of. I did not approve of a $150 or $200 gift card or anything else. I approved of this little piece of thing and paying for shipping and handling, which was all sponsored by Kroger's. You still there?
Yes, sir, I am still here with you.
Okay.
And so, again, I am very sorry, sir, and my sincere apologies. But there were terms and conditions that you would have had to agree
to. No. We've gone through this 10 times now. No. And if I have to, I'll speak to your supervisor. If that, I will go to Kroger's, one of the others. Okay? What was agreed on the advertisement was I do the survey, and then I had my choice to pick something out. And so I did. And it said I had to pay shipping and handling. And I agreed to pay the shipping and handling. There was no problem. It did not say, I didn't read anything, did not say anything about any gift card or anything else. It was just that one particular item that came that was sponsored by Kroger's for doing their survey. Now, how you want to word that, whatever you're saying is fine, but I want that money back. I don't want 50%. I don't want 75%. I want that full amount back. Minus the shipping and handling.
Okay.
Now, if you have to, you put your supervisor on the line so he can hear all this or whatever else you want to do.
Okay, well, I understand. I'll be more than happy to get you connected. Bear with me one moment.
Okay, you can make all of it, but I want 100% of it back.
Yes, sir. Bear with me one moment while I get you connected.
All right.
Thank you for being patient. One moment. Thank you for being patient. I'm still here with you. I'll be getting you connected shortly.
Hello?
Yes, sir. I was just saying thank you for being patient. I'm still here with you. I'll be getting you connected shortly.
All right.
Thank you for being patient. I'm still here with you. Sorry about that delay. I'll be getting you connected shortly.
All right.
Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. One moment.
Still there?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm sorry about that delay. I'll be getting you connected as soon as possible.
Okay.
Okay, I'm getting you connected now. Thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Okay.